Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to this last Sunday in 2017. So many of us have been blessed this year. We've been blessed with health. We've been blessed with wealth. We've been blessed with wisdom. We've been blessed with love. We've been blessed with so much. Some people may not even realize how much they've been blessed. Because somebody doesn't have as much as you have. Somebody didn't to the health and the wealth that you woke up to this morning. Somebody doesn't have that for which you have and would love to have that which you have. And so a lot of times we don't necessarily understand or associate being blessed and being wealthy and being people that are healed whole and blessed the way we should, but the reality of it is that we truly are blessed. This is Cecilia and Minister Brandon and Minister Sheila. Or let's talk. I mean, we're so blessed to have the ability to be on the air today, to just spend time with everyone in prayer and thanksgiving and praise. Someone would say that we're better than blessed, and some might even say that if they had what we had, they would say that they were blessed also. You don't have to have what another person has to be blessed, but you should have the recognition and the acknowledgement that what you have is a blessing. Or if you're breathing today, it's a blessing. And so we will pray about some of those things where you know we are praying. And to be able to pray this Sunday, to be able to pray and thank God for everything that we have, and it's a blessing. It's truly a blessing. So let's begin with prayer. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for Let's Talk. We thank you for everyone affiliated with Let's Talk. We thank you for Smile3E, everything that Minister Sylvia does and Minister Brandon. Excuse me. We thank you even for the ability to stay. We thank you for the ability to breathe. Acknowledge you as God, the one and only true and living God, the great I am that I am, the wonderful Savior and King and mighty God, where if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would be lost. And not only would we be lost, God, we will be condemned. We will be condemned to a place of not only not knowing, but not understanding. For your word says that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask, and you would give it liberally, ungraded. So God, we thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your love. We thank you for everything that you've allowed. We ask you, God, to show us what you allow. How to be thankful
that you're even in our lives. God, we pray for the mind of your people. We pray that your people would understand how great they have it. God, that they would understand how wonderful their life is. God, that they would understand how mighty the name of Jesus is in every area of their lives. But God, somebody on today doesn't know Jesus the way we know him. Somebody on today, God, doesn't understand what it means to have Jesus in their lives. But God, you've given us the ability to understand him to the point of knowing that he is God, the one and only true and living God, the head above and not beneath. God, we thank you for that. We thank you for the ability to know you, the ability to seek you, the ability to adore you, the ability to give you our whole heart, to even want, to even want to give you our whole heart. You're so wonderful. You're so amazing. You are God. You're God alone. We thank you for the weather. We thank you for the various seasons that we live in, not only as far as the climate and the natural, but the climates and the supernatural. Thank you, God. Thank you for showing us how to be grateful. Thank you, God, for showing us how to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God, for teaching us that yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me in thy rod and thy staff. Comforts me. Thank you for comforting us. Thank you for sending us the comforter. Thank you for helping us to know that it's an honor and a privilege to know you, to love you, to walk with you, to have you in our lives. We really don't understand the honor and the privilege to have you, God, in our lives. The honor and the privilege to want to have you in our hearts, to want to have you in every aspect of our lives. You're wonderful, God. You're excellent. We thank you. You're an accurate God. You're an absolute God. You're a mighty, mighty, mighty God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Wonderful Savior. Mighty God. I thank you. I glorify you. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Thank you for being on my side. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for showing us everything that we need to know concerning you, all that we can be for your glory. Thank you, God. Thank you. I glorify you. I magnify you, God. Thank you. Honor and a privilege to know you, to live for you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wonderful Savior. Mighty God. Your word says that he did dwell in the future of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you for the shadow. We thank you. You are in our lives. Wonderful Savior, mighty God, for being that secret place, for being our mighty God, for being everything, everywhere that we could ever need, that we could ever want, but when we haven't even known what to want, God. You were right there in our sound mind. For you've given us the mind of Christ. We thank you for changing our appetites, the fleshly appetites, to appetites that want to be with you, God, that want to serve you, that wants to adore you, God. We thank you. And we don't take it for granted, God, that you love us. We don't take it for granted, God, that we know you. Many don't know you, God, but you blessed us to know you, and we thank you for that. We know you in the pardon of our sins. We know you in life, health, and strength. God, we pray for those that are on this last day of this year that don't understand how blessed they are to know you. How blessed they are to have known you. How blessed they are to have a meal on the table. And even if they don't have heat in their house, God, they have the ability to turn on the stove and get the heat from the stove. And even if they can't have three meals a day, God, they have the ability to have a meal a day. Even if they don't have water in their home, they have the ability to buy bottled water. God, we ask you for favor in every area of our lives. We ask you to warm the hearts of your people. But there's so many cold-hearted people in today. Thank you for the bed that they have, the pillows that they have, the stove, the furniture, the clothes, the transportation that they have, or the jobs and education that they have. God, for the things that they have from their head to their toe, from the inside out. We thank you, God. We glorify you, God. Call you our God, our everlasting and eternal God. Wonderful faith, mighty God. We count it an honor to love you. We count it an honor to even be able to adore you. God, we count it an honor to learn of your agape love. Thank you, love. It's unconditional and unmerited. But because of your love, we're here today. Because of your many, many blessings, true honor of love, you're just a true honor of having parents. You're just a true honor of knowing you, God, of hearing about you, of knowing that you exist. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. We love you. We adore you. We appreciate you. We honor you for being God. We honor you for being the one and only true and living God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for those that are traveling today, God, to get to their loved one's house, to get to work, to go wherever they're going, God. We ask you for traveling in mercy. Those that are traveling, many of them by airplane, many of them by private jet, many of them by car or truck, many of them by bus or train, many of them by bike or feet, whatever mode of transportation they're using, the way they're getting to point A to point B to how many other points they need to get to God, for mercy. And we thank you for those that have already made it to their destination, that they made it safely. God, I pray for the heart of the people. Give us the heart of flesh, a heart of love, a heart of forgiveness, a heart of mercy and grace to want to serve you, God. Where every fiber of their total being, every day of their lives, God, help us to not only want to serve you, but to do it, God, to actually serve you, God, to actually honor you, God, to actually restore us. We make a choice that we'd rather obey God than man. God, I thank you for changing the carnal and the fleshly appetites of your people. We know, God, that we need to be spiritually minded. And we thank you that we can't be so spiritually minded that we're no earthly good. But we know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, we're minded. And don't have the ability to discern and know the things of the Spirit, that will be lost. Teach us, God, how the enemy of our soul has studied us, and he knows what we like and don't like. And God, for many of us, he's bringing distractions in people, in situations, in circumstances, forgiveness, many things, God, to get us off of our focus and serving you with our whole heart and knowing you in every area of our lives. Teach us, God, how to sit the enemy afar off and how to put on the whole armor of God and how to stand in the power and the authority of being your sons and your daughters. This enemy we see today, we will see no more. for the enemy will be obliterated and annihilated and destroyed. And God, but yet we know there are some that are sent as a purpose in our destiny. But Judas had a purpose in Jesus' destiny of redemption plan and the cross. Thank you for that plan that you set forth in our lives, God. Thank you, God, for Saul had a part to play in David's destiny to be king. We thank you for Elijah and Elijah. For with Elijah and Elijah, one mentored the other one into the destiny you have in their mind. Was not always a negative thing, but the purpose that people have in another person's life. John the Baptist had a purpose as the forerunner in announcing the coming of Jesus Christ. Help us, God, to be those people that are about our Father's business, announcing the soon coming and arrival of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Will we still declare and decree, even come so quickly, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the birthdays. Thank you for the anniversaries. Thank you for the relationships that are set and bounded in love and with love. God, I just Sheila. God, I thank you for my sister Mary and Lena and any other siblings I may have out there that I don't know about. And thank you for my aunts and my uncles, my cousins, friends, battle buddies. And thank you for Minister Kaiser, Sylvia, Stanley, and Brandon, and Minister Stan. I thank you for Minister Sheila. I thank you for Minister Juan and Minister Pinky and Minister T and all of their families, their children and husbands. God, I ask you for a hedge of protection all around them. God, I ask you to help them to sell out to you with every fiber of their total being. We come serve you every day of their lives. God, I thank you for Sheila's household and family and seed and the seed seeds and those connected. I thank you for Sheila. Yes, I do, God. I thank you for Sylvia, God, and her household and her seed and her seed seed and everyone that's connected to her. I thank you for Minister Brandon, the ministry in his life and all that you're doing to use him for your glory. I thank you for T. I thank you for Warren. Thank you for Pinky. God, I thank you for Manning's children and Mary's children. I thank you for Lena's children. Cousin Apostle Sandra Thomas, as she's healed and she's whole from her head to her toe. And not only is she a walking and living epistle read of men, but the miraculous power of God. But God, we know that you can eradicate and obliterate every cell, every remembrance of cancer or any other diabolical disease in her body, that her latter days can be her former days and her greater days. Many have put on Facebook in different places in 2018 that it's going to be better and greater. And God, we thank you for that which you've done that's been better and greater. And 2017, all the way back to the day that we were conceived, For yes, we know that your word says that our former is one thing and our latter is another thing. So we thank you for our latter being greater. But we also thank you for the greatness that was in our former. God, we thank you for the traveling mercy and the safety that you're going to give to our family members as they bring in the new year on tonight. The wisdom, God. Let them lean not to their own understanding, but in all their ways to acknowledge you. Help them, God, to know that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of your people, God. Help them to know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And God, that they can stand on your Word, that they can trust your Word, and that they can know your Word. Thank you, God, for your Word. Thank you for teaching us to lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you. And we glorify you. And we magnify you in today. Amen and amen. So give me a few minutes. I'm going to see if I can open up the line for Minister Sheila. And if I can't, I will. And if I can't, I will come back on the air and pray for us and all that God is doing in our lives. Just hold on a moment.
That I can say is, God, I thank you. I thank you for my life. I thank you for my health, for being in sound mind, able to function. I thank you for my family. God, I thank you to ask you to thank you again for blessing me, excuse me. Coming over my words, and I'm asking you to pray. God, begin to pray for all of us that have life still, breath to breathe, families to have. Bless our children, bless our lives, to let us know without God, we will have no life. Thank you for waking us up this morning, taking us through this night, covering us, Lord, keeping these demon devils from our life, cover our kids, cover us, and know that you are the answer and the only answer and the only one that can give us the biggest, best blessing in our life that we can have. I thank you, bless Prophetess Sandra Thomas in her life, Lord, to heal her, to let her have more words of wisdom to share with us from you, with the mighty, powerful mouth of words of your love and your joy and life into us. Thank you for Minister Brandon. Minister Sylvia Kaya, God bless. Thank you for blessing me with my kids, LaVon, Teacher Wanda, Juan, my nephew, Brandon, Minister Brandon, Minister Andy. My brother, Minister Vic Stanley, to all my grandkids, to all my cousins, uncles, aunts, to my family in Christ. Lord, I just thank you and thank you and thank you. I can go on. I can just can't find all the words to say thank you. And I see to cover these young men and women and all the kids, bring them into this year with a better and knowing knowledge of you. Turning it back over to you.
Father God, we thank you and we glorify you. We thank you for oneness. We thank you for unity. We thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. God, we thank you for taking us from regrets. We thank you for taking us for pity parties. We thank you for taking us from coulda, woulda, shoulda to a place of thanksgiving, to a place of love, to a place that we don't take for granted, for your God,
your holy, your righteous, your glorious, your God. Nothing and no one greater than you. And we thank you, God, for many times we thank you, your presence and your love for granted. Many times, God, we've misunderstood your correction. We've misunderstood the things that you are doing in our lives. Help us, God, to truly lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you. And we thank you for that on today. I thank you for Minister Sheila. I thank you for her consistency on Sunday mornings, God. For many want to serve you when it's convenient. Many want to serve you in certain seasons of their lives. But I thank you for her consistency. I thank you that she's blessed from her head to her toes and the inside out. I thank you that she's a lender and not a borrower. She's the head and not the tail. She's above and not beneath. God, that she's blessed in the city and she's blessed in the field. Thank you for blessing her with her consistency. And God, we take this moment right now to have a moment of silence in memory of our parents and the great things that they've done in our lives.
Good morning, lady.
Thank you for the memory of our parents. Thank you for the consistency in Smile 3E and the ministry of the people connected to the ministry. Thank you for the unconditional love, God. And most of all, God, thank you for being God. Thank you. Given us the ability to know you, to love you, to have a relationship with you, to know who you are and will always be in our lives. We go out of this year entering into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise and saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Amen and amen. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is St. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Thank you for the ministry that you're calling in and supporting on every Sunday morning and every Monday night with Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvie Kaiser and Minister Brandon and Minister Sheila even calls in to support. How you give me the ability to call in support the ministry of Minister Sylvia and Minister Brandon. We thank you for Elder Kathy Kendall. We thank you for Dr. Serena Wright. We thank you for Prophet Antoine. We thank you for Serving Pastor Troy and all of the ministry gifts that share the gift of God and the purpose and the destiny and the wisdom and the messages on
iron sharpening iron, the ability to pray and to talk on Let's Talk, the ability to pray for others and to encourage others, the ability to rebuke, reprove, and even correct and encourage. Thank you for teaching us, God, to be encouragers. And that Smile 3 Ministries on Let's Talk and Iron Sharpening Iron and God Still Heals and every other ministry connected to this, God, is not only a ministry of encouragement, but it's a ministry of life. And once again, we're going to take a moment of silence, and then we're going to come back on the air with an awesome, awesome song of Quiet Place. So let's enter into that quiet place right at this moment. Well, it appears that Quiet Place by Minister Pastor Troy Thomas, I'm unable to turn it on, so I will go off the air, or Minister Sheila and I will go off the air with this melody. For the closing out of 2017 and for the stepping in to 2018. I need thee. Oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Leaving out of 2017, we're saying, I need thee. Oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. As we walk into our latter years, which are our greater and better years, as we walk into 2018, whole and blessed and prosperous, walking in our purpose and our destiny, we know it's because I need thee. Oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee with our hearts wide open, God. We come to thee. We're coming corporately and individually. I come to thee with nothing hidden, no agenda, no motives, but with our hearts wide open saying, I come to thee. We need you, God. That's our declaration and our decree. We accept what you allow, God, because we know that you are in charge of every area and everything in our lives. And when we accept what we may not understand, and when we accept what we may not even agree with it, but we know that you've allowed it, we're saying that you are God, you are King of Kings, you are Lord of Lords, and we live the rest of our lives saying and decreeing, I need thee. Oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. For every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord and that you are King of Kings, which means I need thee. Oh Lord, I need thee. every millisecond, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every year, every decade, God. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. We fill out the air declaring our need for you, God, our aspiration and adoration for you, oh, God, our praise for the Father seeking such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So accept what God allows and pray ye for one another. Bye-bye.